Welcome back to Talk of the Town on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC, on WHTC.com, and on the WHTC app for your smartphone. Once again, here's your host, Gary Stevens.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town for this Wednesday, March 27th. Precisely 2 months from today will be Memorial Day, as observed across the country, and many communities will be honoring those who have given their lives for this country. Holland is no exception. It has a long history of doing so, with the parade and service at Pilgrim Home Cemetery. Talk a little bit about this year's event and how some helping hands are needed. Retired commander of the Holland VFW Post 2144, Mike Martin, who is one of the organizers for the parade and the service, is on the other side of our table this morning. Mike, welcome back, sir.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
If you have a question about Holland's Memorial Day activities, Mike will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Off the top of the head, do you know how many years we've done this in terms of the Holland Memorial
Day? I believe it's like 25 years, something like this, and we've done it every year. Even during the pandemic when it was canceled, we couldn't let it slide as veterans, so we had a ceremony in the parking lot at the VFW. So we've always done something, you know, for the last at least 25 years. I'm sure before that, too.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the 2024 Memorial Day parade and service. Before we talk a little bit about the particulars, let's go over what exactly will be occurring on Monday, May 27th.
Oh, you start with the parade. We start forming up, around 8 o'clock on 8th Street, just off river. We have a lot of groups, a lot of the high school and junior high bands in there, and, of course, all the veterans. Any veteran is welcome to participate. We have a banner signed for every war, and we also have one for Cold War era. And you just line up behind your sign and walk in the parade. We have a lot of people that bring classic cars for elderly and disabled veterans who aren't able to walk, and they walk in that, or they ride with them. When then at the Pilgrim Cemetery, of course, we have our memorial service honoring everybody, all the veterans who died. And so it's quite an event. We enjoy it. We look forward to it. But like I said, any veteran is welcome to march in the parade. You don't have to belong to any veterans organization, nothing like that. You just show up on a river and you look for your sign and get behind, and you're welcome to join us.
While Memorial Day is meant to honor those who have given their lives for the service of this country, it's almost as much, frankly, should be as much for those who are with us, who have served our country with distinction. And yes, we can't say thank you to those who have fallen, but we can say thank you to those who have served and are still with us.
Yeah, and it's for both. You know, many of the veterans who will be walking in the parade, myself included, will be thinking of somebody they served with that was lost. And in that way, we're representing them by walking in the parade. Myself in particular, I'll have two names in mind. It is for honoring those that are gone, but we honor those who are gone by the ones that are living, showing up and walking in the parade.
One thing that I think has been very much a positive over the recent years, especially during, you know, the last quarter of century when we've had the Holland formal ceremonies, is the fact that people are appreciative of what those who have served have done. And you came from an era during your time as a Vietnam veteran where the welcome home wasn't too welcoming. It's a far different cry now.
And I remember very well the first time I was in the parade. The first year I moved here to Holland, I was standing on the sidelines and had one of my Vietnam veteran hats on. And as they went by, they yelled at me, "You should be out here with us." And I did not know I could. The next year, I walked in the parade, and I was walking behind Hondo Robinson. And he, another Vietnam veteran, Air Force Vietnam veteran. And as we're walking and the people were clapping and cheering and applauding, he turned around to me and he says, "Feels pretty good, doesn't it?" And it did. It did.
If you got a question about Holland's Memorial Day activities, Mike Martin will be happy to answer it at 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Veterans, welcome. Those with classic cars, and I think the Vintage Car Club of Holland is going to be definitely a presence there. If all goes well, we'll probably have our little vehicle in there as well. But can other, you know, and there'll be some high school bands as well. Is it something that the committee reaches out to try to get people to participate, or are you getting organizations contacting you saying, "We'd like to be a part of this"?
I did send out an email to all the past participants, but we have heard from other people, and on occasion, I have to say no. Just does not fit what we're doing. We don't have, big floats and advertising businesses and so forth. But for the most part, and people do contact us, and that's one of the reasons I'm here today, to let them know they can. We're always looking for volunteers. It takes a lot of people to put this parade on, to get everybody lined up where they're supposed to be, and then coordinating it as they take off, make sure nobody's jumping the gun, and it's a lot of work. And one of the things we are short on right now is volunteers, so if you want to volunteer, please give me a call, and we need a lot of coordinators. That's one of our expenses, is that we get radios so that they can coordinate back and forth. Ed Lopez, the commandant of the Marine Corps League, he's the on the ground coordinator. He's very good at doing things like that, but he needs help. He needs volunteers to help him have it come off smoothly.
And that's something we discussed this in previous years, but I think a little bit last year is what specifically when the leadership of this parade switched. I know Craig Rich, the former Holland City Councilman, were among some of the organizers early on, but they've passed the torch on. And that was something I believe we discussed, Mike, last year or 2 years ago, about trying to get the kinks out about how to organize the parade, make sure everything moves smoothly into Pilgrim Home Cemetery and the like. And it took a little bit of a learning process, which hopefully has been taken care of a little bit.
Yeah, and we're working on making it even more streamlined. We're working on getting a website up for the Holland Area Veterans Council, and that will involve also the parade, where people can go on there and sign up on the parade. It's a learning curve. It got better this year. Last year we were kind of floundering around. I was not familiar with some of the stuff that they passed on to me. And, as they say in the military, I was making it up as I went along. But being veterans, we understand that it always looks like chaos, but it always comes out.
Might look like chaos behind the scenes, but when they're striding forward in the parade itself, it's like a finely tuned machine.
It does.
Again, if you have a question for Mike Martin right now, 616-395-1450, 616-395-1450. Mike, before we move forward, this is a good time to bring up the point you just made. If you people want to volunteer contacting you, how can they?
Just give me a call at 616-594-9151.
594-9151. 9151, area right. Code 616.
If I don't answer, please leave a voicemail because I do work, and my boss is very supportive of my efforts for veterans, but there is a limit to how many times I can answer the phone. So.
Well, it's done in perspective.
Yeah.
And with the right amount of time for, you know, what you have to do and what you want to do.
Right.
But keep that in mind. Again, 616-594-9151
correct.
Is the number if you want to get a hold of Mike to volunteer for the Memorial Day Parade and the Pilgrim Home Cemetery service. That'll be on May 27th. That is a Monday. Now, has the organizers come up with a keynote speaker for the Pilgrim Home?
We are going to do something different this year, actually. A representative from each veterans organization will come up and speak about what Memorial Day means to them. And we're not exactly sure yet who will be doing that, but that we're going to try that this year and get a veteran's perspective on Memorial Day. So it should be interesting.
Okay, and of course, some of the other aspects of the Pilgrim Home Cemetery service, the commemoration, is not only the Holland American Legion Band performing.
Absolutely.
Which they'll have not only the songs for, that bring out the best in our military, but also that medley that represents all of the service
right.
branches.
The American Legion Band is a very important part of the whole of the Memorial Day Parade and the program.
And then, of course, the Fallen Soldier.
Mm-hmm. We'll be doing that. Mayor Bach will be speaking also. We just wanted to try something different this year. And so we're going to give that a go and let different representatives speak. The Holland Area Veterans Council is made up of all the organizations here in the Holland area. And it was interesting that we started reforming the council about the same time Craig Rich came to me at the post and dropped the bomb on me that he wanted to hand the parade over to us, you know. So it worked out, and we've taken it on as one of our projects.
616-395-1450 of a question from Mike Martin. 616-395-1450. What about online presence for the organizing efforts? You mentioned that's changing a little bit.
There is a website being put together right now. They're just about ready to put it out there. And when that is ready, we will probably put something out on Facebook, on Holland Informed or something like that. And we'll probably also let you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you you've always been very good about getting things like that out for us.
And people want us to let them know what's going on. There has been in the past, and I got it in front of me right now, the Facebook page saying Holland Memorial Day. Is that still going to be good, or is that?
That Facebook page is still there.
Okay.
They can look at that, yeah.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm. So I will put a link to that particular page when we put the podcast of this particular conversation on our webpage at WHTC.com in a little bit. And then to keep up with all the activities, go to the Facebook page. Don't go to the link that says HollandMemorialDayParade.com. That's down right now.
Right.
So don't go there, but... There will be a different one shortly. Great. As they say, stay tuned on that. 616-395-1450. Let me step aside for a second. Hopefully I'm not going in an area that you might not have a lot of knowledge of. If I do, then I apologize. Wasn't last year, it was the year before. The efforts to try to set up a veterans park in Park Township, at the site of the old airport.
That is still very much alive.
I want to get an update on that, if you have that information.
And again, when the website's up for Holland Area Veteran Council, that will be an important part of it. We're currently working on, we'll be selling bricks pretty soon. We have somebody has stepped up that is familiar with how to obtain grants from corporations and the government to help us see if we can get some of those. But it's still very much alive. I think, matter of fact, I think the sign is up out there now talking about it. So, yeah, it's a very, very much a live program. And it will be, if you go out there and look at the sign, you'll see, or if you stop by the VFW post, we have the architect renderings of what it will look like. And there's also a donation box there, too. And we're going to be putting donation boxes out around town at various businesses that are stepping up to help us out. But yeah, it's very much still live.
Okay, I have not heard for a while, and I was hoping that there wasn't, you know, no news is bad news. This is a case of maybe there is no news, but it's not bad, right?
Right.
Now.
There's a lot going on. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's put it this way: it's not as easy as to just throw up something. Sorry, Georgetown Township, I'm going to step on your toes, like they have over in Jenison with the flags and the. It's a very nice thing over at the corner of Baldwin and Maine, but yet, you know, that's just a little thing. This is going to be a far more extensive.
Yeah, it will be. And it's going to be for all veterans, past and present and future. And we hope that it will inspire people. And we think that as we go along, people are starting to become aware of it. Like I said, we'll be selling bricks that they can have engraved. That will be put down there. There'd be a memorial to a veteran and their family, or to themselves. You know, we can do that.
Any time frame right now for maybe seeing this become a reality? It's like, we'd like to see this become a reality. Can we do this, say, 2026? Or is it really still too early to even think of a time frame?
That's kind of what we're aiming for. We don't really have a complete timeline right now. Bob Van Dyke is the one that's spearheading the campaign, and he probably has more knowledge about that than I do. But he's very passionate about it. And I've always known Bob to whatever he puts his mind to get it done. So I have complete confidence in him that there's going to be a memorial park.
I have a funny feeling we'll be hearing from Mr. Van Dyke maybe sooner than later. We have already heard from him a couple of years ago when the idea first started, following the closure of the Park Township Airport and the possibility of converting that site to a part of it being a veterans park. And he presented his vision to us on Talk of the Town a couple of years ago. We'll probably hear from him soon.
I'm sure you will. He loves to talk about it. So.
Mike, let's talk again about the events of the 27th and the efforts, manpower wise and women power wise, don't want to be too disparaging or disparaging at all, but not only is human capital needed, financial capital is needed.
Yes, it is. I mean, I have to say that Quality Car Wash has stepped up to take care of our biggest expense, which is the city of Holland. For the police officers who control traffic and close intersections and so forth. But we still need donations for things like water and the rental of the radios for the coordinators, things like that. So that would be something that we would still be looking for. And again, if they want to donate, they can call me and we can arrange for their donation to be made.
616-594-9151 is the number to get a hold of Mike Martin to, right as of this point, deal with coordination and the contributions as well. But also keep in mind there is the Facebook page, which is Holland on Facebook, Holland Memorial Day, or if you want to type in Holland MDP, that will get you to the Facebook page, and then hopefully sometime in the month of April, the Veterans Council will have its website ready to go, and not only information about the Memorial Day Parade, but also about the efforts to try to build the Veterans Park in Park Township, and other activities, because the Holland Area Veterans Council basically is sort of reforming and, shall we say, getting its act together, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, we meet the third Friday of every month at the VFW Post at 1 o'clock. Anybody's welcome to come to the meeting. We look for input from everybody, veterans and non-veterans alike. So we have a lot of things going on that we're looking, the park, the parade, and of course we're always looking out for veterans' rights and everything, and people can contact us if they need help with anything veteran-related. We get calls from veterans. We get calls from veterans' families that are looking to help get their veterans in into the VA health care or things like that. So we're there.
Now, one final thing about Memorial Day, and I know, you know, again, it's 2 months precisely from today. We're doing this on March 27th. It's May 27th that the Memorial Day will be held. But it is all, let's put it this way, Mike, it is always something we talk about when we say, yeah, it's the beginning of summer vacation season, 3-day weekend, people are out and about trying to have fun. But especially around these parts, I think people do get it as to why this is a holiday in the sense of no work, but it's not really a celebratory holiday, it is a remembrance holiday.
There is an extraordinary level of support for veterans in Holland, and I think they do get it. I mean, yes, they have their cookouts and their picnics, and that's great. That's great. I'm glad they do. But they understand that for us it's a somber thing, and that they need to focus on that for just a while, you know, just to take a moment. And just about everybody knows a veteran, and they can think about them for a minute, or they know somebody that's lost a veteran in the family. And we have Gold Star mothers and fathers here in Holland. I'm sure that that's a time when it's not all about picnics for them. And so we do appreciate the fact that they take time out to think about us. Yeah.
Again, it is the Holland Memorial Day Parade and service at Pilgrim Home Cemetery. It'll start around 9:15 or so on Monday, the 27th of May, with the service at 11 a.m. at Pilgrim Home Cemetery. Volunteers needed, donations needed. You can get a hold of Mike Martin with Holland Area Veterans Council at 616-594-9151. 616-594-9151. Or you can go to the Facebook page, Holland Memorial Day, or you can type in facebook.com/HollandMDP, and the page will give you more information. Mike Martin, as always, thank you. We wish you well. Probably look forward to seeing you on the 27th of May.
Thank you. Look forward to it.
Mike Martin of the Holland Area Veterans Council on 99.7 and 1450 WHTC. CBS News with Deborah Rodriguez straight ahead, followed by WHTC News. We'll have Brian Spencer's What's New Around Holland in the next hour. And we'll talk to Corey Plockmeyer of Movement West Michigan about the Day of Prayer coming up.